Leaders in Wisconsin are speaking out about changes at the Environmental Protection Agency. They say the agency will make fighting climate change harder. It's Wednesday, July 30th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Dane County Sheriff says an accused drunk driver should face charges in Wisconsin, not her native Honduras. And from Wisconsin Life, a story about trying to find a date in real life instead of on an app. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first-ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Wisconsin's governor and climate researchers say the Environmental Protection Agency is abandoning science in its proposal to gut regulation of climate pollution. As Daniel Kading reports, the EPA wants to do away with regulating greenhouse gas emissions.
The EPA proposed a rule to repeal the scientific finding that supports regulation of climate-warming greenhouse gases. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin argued the agency doesn't have that authority, despite a longstanding U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Governor Tony Evers said the move abandoned science and the law. University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire professor Jim Bolter studies climate change.
We are so much more confident of the seriousness of the threat of climate change now than we were when the Supreme Court heard those arguments in 2006.
Bolter says the proposal comes as the state has seen more extreme heat and smoke from wildfires fueled by climate change. The EPA said it would also repeal regulations on tailpipe emissions for cars and trucks. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Dane County Sheriff's Office has denied a request from federal immigration authorities to help deport a woman accused of killing two teenagers while driving drunk. Rich Kramer has the details.
A criminal complaint says Noelia Martinez Avila was intoxicated and driving on the wrong side of Interstate 90 north of Madison when she collided head-on with a car carrying two teens from Minnesota on July 20th. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement sent a detainer request 2 days later. According to ICE, Martinez Avila is from Honduras and living in the country illegally. The sheriff's office declined. In a statement, Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett said deporting someone before they're tried for their actions equates to a get-out-of-jail-free card. A statement from ICE accuses Dane County of being a sanctuary jurisdiction with a history of not helping the agency. Martinez Avila is still in the sheriff's custody. She faces two counts of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle and a charge of second offense drunk driving. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
State health officials say an older man in northwestern Wisconsin recently became sick from West Nile virus. The Barron County case was the first in Wisconsin this year. They say human cases are rare, but sometimes can cause serious illness or death. Older people and those who are immunocompromised are at most risk. Health officials also recently trapped mosquitoes in Milwaukee and Lafayette counties that tested positive for the virus. P.J. Leash is an extension entomologist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says not all mosquito bites come with the risk.
In Wisconsin, we actually have around 55 different species of mosquitoes, and not all mosquitoes can transmit West Nile. There are certain particular species that are kind of the main drivers of this, and then there are other mosquitoes that may bite you, but they're not carrying it.
Still, state health officials say Wisconsinites should use bug spray, long clothes, and fans to keep the bugs away. The 174th annual Wisconsin State Fair kicks off tomorrow in West Allis. Last year, the fair welcomed more than 1.1 million visitors, and those visitors ate more than 30,000 cream puffs per day. Now the cream puffs have gotten a makeover. Located in a renovated dairy building, more than 200 fair employees are set to be making three flavors of the sweet treats this year. In addition to the traditional flavor, visitors can now order chocolate or strawberry. Spokesperson Tim McCormick says the bakers are ready.
Hopefully we're cranking them out even faster. Those 400,000 plus cream puffs that we go through during our 11-day run, maybe we can start topping that mark, maybe get to 500,000.
The fair is set to run through August 10th. Coming up, disappointment in dating apps is leading to some people in Madison to look toward a more old-school approach, the singles mixer. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a look at the state's dating scene.
Not long ago, dating apps were heralded as a fresh and modern way to meet that special someone. But they come with unique challenges and are now pushing their users to seek alternatives. WPR's Anna Marie Yanni recently attended an artsy singles mixer in Madison and asked people why they were motivated to look for that special someone in person.
If I hadn't been covering this event, I might have attended it. I'm in my late 20s, single, and I've had my share of dating app horror stories.
And it can be really hard, too, when you meet someone that isn't like their profile shows you, right? Because you're very much curating how you want to appear to the world.
That's Tegan Davis, sitting with her friend Ellie Braun. They're both in their mid-20s, they're artists, educators, and they're also both single. And a few months ago, they were talking about the movie Ghost, which has this romantic pottery scene. Whoa, my
love. Tegan and I have both talked about with our friends how difficult like meeting people in person is and on like dating apps. So I think there's definitely like a desire for people to have these kinds of events where like you know going into it that if you talk to someone, they're going to be single instead of like trying to put yourself out there at a bar where you don't know what someone's situation is.
So the two friends created a singles mixer around an art activity.
Are you here for the mixer?
I am.
Awesome. What's your name?
Spencer.
Spencer, great.
On a recent evening, 16 singles gathered at a Madison cocktail bar to paint pottery. The group includes star Welk Schwartz, a 26-year-old who arrived at the event rocking red hair and winged eyeliner.
I feel like something like this, you know, you see people as people. You don't see them as something like on your screen.
She says dating apps can feel almost inhumane. There's a lack of empathy. That's not the case here.
There's like more of an intention here. It's like you're actually trying to meet people.
At the event, she paints her cats on a mug while chatting at a table with four others. Across the room, 24-year-old Ben Goss is adding a cow to his mug. He says he came to the event to get experience dating.
I haven't really gone on many dates. I've gone on a date with a friend. That's it, basically.
Goss says he's ultimately looking for a relationship, but he doesn't trust the apps will get him there.
They're able to, through algorithms, choose who you see and who sees you.
He says instead he'd like to go to more events like this one.
If everybody gets out there, then everybody's out there. Then we don't have the dating apps no more.
Dating apps do work for some people. According to a 2023 study, 1 in 10 adults met their partners online. But others, like many of the people here, are tired of the apps. A singles report survey of hundreds of 18 to 54-year-olds found about 80% of them felt burnout or fatigue while online dating. A few people told me they sought out this event because they were looking for something they couldn't quite replicate on the apps, an in-person connection.
For me, it's facial expression, tone of voice, body language.
That's 42-year-old Aaron Rosted.
You get those subtle nonverbal cues in person that you cannot get through a text message.
Rosted says he's trying to limit his swipes on the apps. Going out in the community is more of his style. Plus, he says the pottery activity makes for a good conversation starter.
Having something to do with your hands or like talk about what you're doing as opposed to just being like, hey, do you come here often?
By the end of the event, I didn't see any for sure matches, but maybe people just need more time for sparks to fly. And they may have the chance at future mixers the organizers are planning. maybe I'll attend one without a microphone next time.
WPR's Anna Marie Yanni brought us that story on in-person dating. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And of course, a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. Clouds building throughout the day today and a good chance for some rain and storms later on, especially in the south, with high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s, much cooler today than the past few days. Rain in the southern parts of the state should be clearing overnight, with lows getting down into the 40s and 50s. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were John Davis, Courtney Everett, and Sean Johnson. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.